Time now for us to check in with Eric Kane for a Tennessee football practice report brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Eric, how are you?
Hey, guys, doing well. Tennessee football, the lone media availability of the week. That happened earlier today. Of course, Tennessee's on a bye week ahead of LSU the following weekend, which will be a noon Eastern kick, 11 a.m. local time on the 8th of October. But Josh Heupel met with the media along with a couple different players. But, of course, Josh Heupel was asked about the injury situation with Cedric Tillman, Dylan Sampson, Warren Burrell, all those guys who missed time against Florida. And he, you know, of course, wasn't going to say much of anything, saying that they'll have to take it day by day and see where they are at this point in time next week. Did note that Hendon Hooker, of course, he gutted through a win, played fantastic, but obviously you could tell that he was hurting a little bit. But he said he was out at practice earlier today and he looked good. So there's no anticipation of Hendon Hooker missing some time, so that's a good sign as well. But for the most part, just focusing on the fundamentals, a time to rest, a time to recover, a time to watch the film and get better, and that's kind of the focus of Tennessee during this off week of game action.
Of course, a lot of folks have talked about this since the game ended, Eric, but what did Coach Heupel have to say about things that contributed to perhaps some of the defensive lapses that the Volunteers had against the Gators?
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of it was self-inflicted, taking poor angles, missing some tackles and stuff like that. But obviously, you got to tip your cap to Anthony Richardson, a lot of the plays that he made. Let's give this a listen. This is Josh Heupel on some of those defensive lapses that happened against the Florida Gators.
Some of it, you got to give him credit, give them credit, too. He's a good player and made some plays with his feet and with his arm, too. And some of their max protections, they were able to block it up pretty well and give him time to push the football down the field. There's things that we got to do better, starting with some tackling, assignment, understanding. We're not playing with the right angles and technique that maybe allow him to get outside of the pocket. The tackling down the football field at times was not good enough. And then, there's some coverage lapses, too, and in what we do, that can be all three levels. You know, it can be, obviously, our secondary, but our linebackers, and sometimes when we're dropping our front into coverage, too, then being in the right spot. It's a combination of all those things that didn't allow us to get us off the field enough. We had them in a bunch of second and longs and third and longs, too, and we got to take advantage of those situations.
Again, that was Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel on some of the defensive miscues there against Florida. A lot of times that football game, they had Florida in third and long and then ultimately gave up a first down either on third down or when Billy Napier was going for it on fourth down. So, again, the time to check the tape, try to get better during this off week.
Thought it was really cool that among those that got to meet the media today was Ramel Keaton, and I don't think there's any question that he really enjoyed it coming off of such a big what some people say was the play of the game, as he had that incredible diving catch. But I know he had a lot of good things to say. What was on his mind about growing from his past struggles on the football field?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, obviously that might have been the individual most impressive play of the game. Not taking anything away from that, but the play of the game was a couple plays before whenever Hooker dodged a blitz right up the middle on third and 10, backed up and hit Princeton Fant for a first down. I mean, that drive was just... I mean, that was incredible. That was a work of art. But you're right, Ramel Keaton, he seemed to be enjoying himself. You know, we haven't been able to speak with Ramel Keaton an awful lot, but usually he's a man of few words, and he still was today. But you could just tell that he's comfortable in his role, I feel like, and a sign of maturity. Give this a listen. Ramel Keaton, again, as you pointed out, some about his past struggles on the football field and how to get past those.
I just prayed, asked God, like, what I should do, and he just showed me what I could do, and I had to self-reflect, like, I really wasn't working that hard, so I couldn't be mad at me. Like, I mean, I was still working, but I wasn't pushing myself to, like, new levels. So I couldn't get mad at the situation, so I just had to readjust and work a little harder so when my opportunity came, I could take advantage of it. But I still, like, learned from, like, watching Sid, like, watching Devontae Valis. Like, it wasn't nothing bad. Like, I'm still learning, trying to get better from just watching, but you still got to put the work in, so that's what I had to do.
A lot of good stuff from Tennessee wide receiver Ramel Keaton, and I encourage you to go listen and watch that on the website at 991thesportsanimal.com.
And so, of course, rest of the season on the way after this open date. Eric, do you think that we should expect to see some more young players get the opportunity as this season wears on, especially on the defensive side of the football?
You know, you really hope so, right? I think Rodney Gardner's done a great job of playing a lot of guys on the defensive front, and But, you know, there's some more guys that I feel like need more snaps, and I think will see, you know, us or get more snaps as the season goes on. You know, Joshua Josephs, Tyree West were two brought up in particular earlier today with Josh Heupel. Said Tyree West had some tackles that were behind the line of scrimmage. He said he thinks both of those guys, Josephs and West, are going to contribute and grow here as the season goes. The deeper they're able to play more guys, the more able they are to get after the quarterback and sustain that throughout the game. And he said the continued growth for those two guys is really exciting to see, and he's really intrigued to see what they can do the back two-thirds of the season. Joshua Josephs is a guy that, and I don't think Roman Harrison is playing bad. He's technically the backup Leo, but he's in on those NASCAR packages on pass rushing situations. He had like 41 snaps. Joshua Josephs had 8. I feel like there could be, you know, splitting the difference there a little bit, because I think Joshua Josephs has looked really, really good. But all that and more, it's up on the websites from Ramel Keaton, from Javonte Spraggins, and a couple other players up on the website. Of course, Josh Heupel at 99.1thesportsanimal.com. And that'll do it here for today's UT Football Practice Report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Go ahead and give Pools by Heritage a call today at 947-7527.
Eric, sure to appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow on Rivalry Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that's a practice report with Eric Kane, brought to you by Pools by Heritage.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.